Tanya for the 26th day of Elul, Chav Vav Elul, is in Egedes HaKedesh Simen Yud Tes, Egedes HaKedesh 19. The Alter Rebbe is explaining how it is that the Arizal was able to understand levels of godliness higher than that which Moshe Rabbeinu was able to understand. But the idea is understandable and known. And simple for everyone to understand. Yesh hefrish gadol ben hasagas chachmei emes kirashbi v'harizal, that there's a great difference between the comprehension of the Kabbalists like the Rashbi and the Arizal, shehi hasagas chachma v'das, which is a mental comprehension of the mind. Ubein hasagas Moshe Rabbeinu all of Asholim v'shar haneviim b'nevuah. There's a difference between that and the comprehension of Moshe and other prophets, which they comprehended in prophecy, not in intellect. Hamechuna b'kosu b'shem ri'iyah mamish. This comprehension of the Navi is described in the Torah as seeing, not just understanding, but actually seeing the thing itself. As we find, v'ra'isa es achirai, you will see, v'ere es Hashem, or v'yeda elav Hashem. So all of this is expressing a vision, a seeing, where they were able to see with their mind's eye the godliness of what the prophecy was revealing. They were able to see it like a person who sees an object. And although it is the term seeing is not a literal one, it doesn't mean seeing with the physical eye. It means seeing with the mind's eye. But even as an even when it's used as a mushal, when a term is used as a mushal in Torah, it has to be similar to what it to what it's supposed to express. The Targum says God appeared to him. The Targum says God revealed himself to him. So describing the prophecy as a vision, as seeing, doesn't mean that he looked with his physical eye, but it does mean that it was revealed to him, the thing itself revealed itself to him. And that's the difference between seeing and hearing. Hearing means you form a picture of what you're hearing, but it's your image. Whereas seeing, the thing itself presents itself to your mind through the eyes. So when we say that the prophet saw, it means that he not only understood and had an image that he had created in his mind based on what he heard, but that the godliness of the various levels of Atzilus and higher presented themselves in a revelation that made it similar to seeing and greater and higher than hearing. And that tells us that this level of godliness that is usually concealed was to them revealed. And that's what prophecy is. Whereas in the understanding and the comprehension of the Kabbalist, there, that which was hidden, that which is generally hidden, was not revealed to them. Didn't present itself. They had to comprehend it through their efforts. Rather, they were able to understand and comprehend a level that remained hidden from them. It wasn't presented to them for them to see. They had to achieve it. They had to reach it through their intellect. In other words, more like hearing than seeing. And that's why the sages say, that a chacham is greater than a navi, sheyachol lahasig b'chachmosei l'mayla mayla m'madregeis sheyuchlu leited l'mata b'bechenes his galus l'neviyin b'mara nevuasim, because the navi is able to understand through his wisdom much higher levels than those that are accessible or that are revealed to the prophet in their prophecy. In other words, these levels are too high to be presented as a vision for the prophet to see, and therefore can only be achieved or attained through intellect, through the chacham. Which means, as the Rebbe points out, Moshe Rabbeinu was also a chacham, and through his chachma he was also able to understand all these higher levels. What the Arizal is saying is that Moshe Rabbeinu in his prophecy was not able to see those levels, but he certainly was able to understand them, or as we're saying, to hear them, as well as the Arizal. Kilayuchlo leidul his galis aleihem rak madregit atachteine shehein nehim, because in the prophecy, what can be revealed and shown is only the lower levels, the levels of Netzach, Hayd, Yisayd, Malchus. Shehein hein hayedis tamedu mezgalis mehamashpia lamekabu bebechinas mechen v'chayis. Because those are the levels that are naturally, ordinarily, that they descend from the giver to the receiver and become, for the receiver, intellect and life. Ki yedua liyedechein, as is known to those who study Kabbalah, shehanetzach chid yiseid malchus shel ha'elyein mislapshim v'tachtein v'hachiyesei, that it is the lowest four elements of the higher world are clothed themselves into the world below them, into the next world, and are the source of life for the lower world. Shehein hein klei hashpo v'heirodas hachayus meha'elyin l'tachtein b'chol ha'elemez v'hamadregis. These four levels, Netzach, Hayd, Yisayd, Malchus, are the tools of giving through which the higher world gives to the lower world. And that's also why they can be revealed to the prophet in an actual revelation that becomes visible in the prophecy. And in these lowest levels, Netzach, Hayd, Yisayd, Malchus, there is a presence of the light of Bina that is clothed in them, Shehi Bechinas Havanas Olikus, Me'eren Sev Baruch Hu, or Ve'eren Sev Baruch Hu. Bina means a comprehension of godliness, something of the infinite, V'teicha Meluboshim Achurayim D'Chochma, and in Bina, in this understanding, V'teicha, and in the Bina is Meluboshim Achorayim D'Chachma. There is an element of Chachma, the external part of Chachma is clothed within the Bina. Shehi Madregi Shalomayla Measecho V'Havana Belikus Baruchu. And this level of Chachma is higher than that which can be comprehended, that which can be understood of godliness. Kishem Chachma Meza Al Mekei Hasecho V'Havana. Because the word chachma, sometimes it is translated to mean the first level or the first aspect of comprehension, but in this case and in many cases, chachma describes that which is the origin and root for understanding, but is not yet itself an element of understanding at all. And that's why it says in the Zayah that Teda comes from Chachma, because earlier we said that Bina is the source of Teda, or the emotions are the source of Teda, because the laws of Teda all come from the emotions, Chesed, Gvura, that determine whether something is kosher or not kosher, permissible, not permissible. And in the Zayah it says that the Teda comes from Chachma. Because Teda comes from Chachma in terms of the meaning and the reason of the mitzvahs. Because the reason for the mitzvahs are not revealed because they come from a place that is higher than Sechel, beyond comprehension. And even in those few places in Teda where there is a revealed reason or some reason that does seem to be understandable and comprehensible to us, this reason that is given, which we understand, is not itself the whole reason or a limit on the mitzvah. It's not even the whole reason. Besides the fact that the mitzvah is greater than its reason, the fact that it's something that God wants, but even in terms of the reason, what the reasons that we have or the reasons that we understand are not the whole reason either. In the understanding itself, in the explanation that Teda gives us for the mitzvah, there is clothed and hidden a truer, higher godliness that is beyond understanding. Also, the Rebbe Shlita says that even where there is a reason given for a mitzvah, the reason only describes the general purpose of the mitzvah itself, but not the details of the mitzvah. As, for example, putting on tefillin, the reason is to bind your heart and mind to godliness. That's why we put on tefillin. Or that it should be a sign on your hands, the reason given in Torah. But that doesn't explain why the tefillin have to be square, why they have to have four parshias, and in the headpiece there should be four separate chambers for the parshias, and in the handpiece there should be only one chamber for it, and that the straps have to be black, and so on. All of this is beyond reason. And also every word that came from God to the prophet, which are written in the Tanakh, hein divrei techochov, hein sipurei maisiyeis, whether they were rebukes, where God was rebuking the people, or it was simply a description of an event that God was revealing to the prophet, melubesh b'teichom b'chinas chochmas alikush shelamayla me'aseichu v'havono. There is contained in those words an element of godliness that is beyond comprehension. As we see from the fact that in many places in Torah, a word has to be written one way but read another way. Why should there be a difference between the reading and the writing? Why is it written one way but pronounced and read another way? It's because the reading, the pronunciation, is according to what we can understand. What is written is beyond what we can understand. Because the word as it is written has no logical explanation, has no place in comprehension. But when you read it, when you say the word, then it can be understood, and it becomes a garment to make the idea accessible to the mind. The same is true also with the large letters that appear in Tanakh. Every now and then you find a large letter. It has to be written larger than the others. Shehein ma'al me'iloh. Those letters are revealing something from the higher world. U'me'ires misham b'gili b'li levush k'shar ha'esies. And they are not as contained and not accessible to the mind as the regular letters are, and that's why they appear larger beyond the limits of the ordinary letter, beyond the limits of our comprehension. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 26th of Elul, Chavav Elul, the Rebbe writes that Seder, Hechsher Basar L'Achilon, that the order, the procedure for making meat kosher to be eaten is L'Heitzi Mimenu Dam Ha'Osur, and to purge it of the blood that is forbidden. So the process is that first there is soaking, then there is salting, and then there is rinsing. In Yonam Ba'aveda, what that means in terms of self-improvement, of making ourselves edel, is soaking means immersing oneself in the Rebbe's words. Salting means going to Yechidus. And rinsing means singing a Hasidic nigun.